Anyway, so we're going to be looking at this notion of rule, as its necessity is still assumed, at least in the public discourse, and so very likely as well within us. And we'll be continuing to ask, what holds us back? By trying to deepen the colors and textures of our picture of transition. And not from the perspective of a particular town or village merely, but most importantly, as a global humanity, because they are trying to divide us as a global humanity and say to the folks in the knowledge sectors, go ahead, create your little urban villages, grow your food, even have chickens if you want. Just get busy, busy, busy so you don't notice what's going on with folks who don't get those little perks. We are encouraged to deepen our lack of empathy still further. And when we are divided from each other like that, we are completely vulnerable to the shock and awe tactics of power. So it's critical that we begin fleshing out now a global picture of how we can do this different, because that's what power always says to us. Well, what's the alternative? So protest ain't enough. If that's all we got, they know we got nothing. Because they can say, look, we've got it together. We've got the world all organized. You're going to throw all that out. You're going to have chaos. No, that's not true. But how will we develop that certainty if we don't start talking about it globally? I mean, folks got heart for days in Egypt, in Syria, in places I don't know about. Because we don't get to hear about each other's lives. But what they don't have, they are not at the epicenter of a global economy. Remember a few weeks back when we talked about those, some massive number of the world's billionaires was right here, U.S. The vast, vast weight of that global economy is located. Down in this show, we're going to talk about how this is sort of like rule by bias, rule by weight. Who got the weight calls the tune. Well, all that weight rolls the way those who direct it want it to. So we have to do this here. And we're going to be talking about that today. So developing this picture so that we can, when they say to us, you got nothing, we could say, oh, yes, we do. Of course, they'll know by then, won't they? They keep close tabs on what we do. And we'll be talking about that too. What do we do with that? So recognizing the urgency, I think, the need to not be vulnerable, not to be caught off guard by the shock and awe tactics of power. We'll see this in a concrete way when we spend some time with Miklos Niezli in December. You can almost feel the rush of power to get us all, insiders and outsiders alike, on lockdown. You can feel it rushing to massage the knowledge sectors, even as it rushes to demoralize mere, quote unquote, hand. Mere, right. Hand is everything. Hand is everything. We'll learn that very concretely as we start creating the alternative.